Good morning, 8:41 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time to let you know about the auction that is tomorrow. We're on the cusp of the big day. So Tina Romine back in studio with us, and it is it's going to be a big one.
Yes. I am so excited for the auction. I love it every year. We have so much fun stuff. We have that lawnmower. So if y'all are out there kicking your lawnmower because it's falling apart and you just really think you need a new one.
You know, this is the time of year where people, they're like, oh, well, you know, I really wanted that, you know, riding lawnmower, but I'll try to make it work one more year with this crummy push mower. And then you're kicking yourself for that.
Just cut your losses and just let it go.
And the big thing about this auction, I mean, we got to hit it home. You're not going to pay more than 80%, right?
80% of the retail price and the bidding stops.
Yeah, and it stops. So that's the thing that sticks out to me. We got everything's new and you are definitely not going to pay full price.
Exactly. So when the auctioneer is going through the increments of the dollar amount, once we hit that 80%, the last one to bid, if you bid that price, you're done. That's it. It goes to you. But you also have that max bid option. So you say, okay, I really want the lawnmower. I'm committed to that 80%. I'm going to save money regardless. I'm going to do it. So when that lawnmower comes up and you can hold up your number on the back of your number, you can write the word max. And you hold that up and you're max bid. I want that. That's mine. And so you're guaranteed that. And it is up to the auctioneer's discretion. So if like three of you throw your hand up at the same time, it's the first one that he sees.
Okay.
So it's kind of like the umpire at the ball field. Like you got to just go with what he says.
Go with it. Okay. Well, you know, this morning I had to fight my way in because there are mattresses blocking the back door there. So
we do have the big queen size mattress and platform from Edna Mattress Factory, and we are glad to have them back on board. You know, they had a fire a couple years ago, but they are thriving now.
Yeah, and it looks super nice. I'm like, and actually, the acoustics in the break room are completely changed, and I'm like, you know what? I think we should put this in one of the studios, you know, the new 104.1 studio. I'm like, man, that would be perfect. We'll just keep it. And like, why is there a mattress there on the side? I'm like, well, makes it sound good.
So. Yeah, makes it sound good. So, hey, there you go.
Yeah, no, it's a nice one. So what else do we have? I know we got lots of fun items.
We have, from Altamont Builders, we have some patriotic chairs. They're like the flag print, the folding bag chairs that you are really easy, portable.
Good for, you know, any summer concerts, you know, municipal band sort of thing.
Yes. We also have like a Sawzall, battery-powered Sawzall, one of those little sprayer things that you put on the back of the four-wheeler, and then you can cover a lot of ground
with
that.
Oh, and that little orbital sander with the catcher, it's like how, you know, most sanders, they have that terrible bag.
Yeah.
That it just, you turn it on and a poof of dust comes out. Mm-hmm. This, I've never seen one like this. It's like a little vacuum cleaner where it's got the dumpable, you know, bagless system.
Oh. We got that from Kansas Lumber, and I have one that I use at home all the time.
It's fantastic.
I love it. I use it all the time. And we have a new company that we just started doing the auction because they're a brand new company and they're in Iola.
Okay.
And that's Iola, Kansas.
Yeah.
Not Iola, Oklahoma, but Iola, Kansas. Yeah. And it's Anderson Plumbing. And they have a really nice storefront. They do a lot of service work up in that area as well, but they have a lot of fun faucets and things, and we got a nice pull down faucet. It's the one unit, but you can still take it as a wand.
Okay.
Yeah, it's nice. The one
two-in-one.
Yeah, 2-in-1. And then we also have the 2-in-1 shower head.
Ooh.
So it's really nice.
You know, almost every kitchen now puts in those adjustable faucets.
Yes.
Because they're so handy, even just for rinsing out the sink at the end of the day.
I'm on my second one, actually.
Wow. That's great.
I wore the first one out. I'm on the second one.
Yeah, everyone loves those.
We have lots of different things from Bartlett Co-op, and we have all that dog food again.
Yeah.
And I mean, a lot of people, like me personally, before I started working here, I didn't really know that Bartlett Co-op had all the dog food.
See?
And they have birdseed as well. So, and it's cheaper than like going to one of the box stores buying a small bag. You get this big 30-pound bag for the same price. So,
and my dog already picked his favorite one.
Did he?
The blue one made with real chicken fat.
He
likes
that
one.
Well, that's good.
Because I took him around, he was nosing all of them, and he sniffed that one the longest. So
Oh, hey.
That's the best one.
Well, dog approved.
Dog approved. Yeah.
Another thing that we have from Independence is that Cask and Grove. And I know you guys are probably tired of me telling you this, but I'm obsessed with these oils, the infused olive oils and the balsamic vinegars. I can't say it enough.
Chris and Rachel love them too.
Oh, yeah. Well, once you try them, you're hooked. You're hooked. And they have different olives, and they have this stuff that's like a caramelized onion butter.
Oh my.
And it, yeah. So we have like five different baskets, and you can bid on whatever basket comes available. But they do have a little thing, a little write up on them at the show. On our website, if you want to see what's in them, there's a little button that you can click there, and you can read what all is in the basket as well. So off of our KGGF radio site, on the top, there is a auction ad, or there's on the little scrolling bar, there is an auction click through. So if you want to see what's all up for the auction, you can do it there as well. We do have baskets from the Coffeyville Coffee Company. They include some gift certificates from Hershey's as well. We have a chainsaw from Coffeyville Feed and Farm. And we also have a cow.
Yay!
A black heifer, 700 pounds, and she will be up for bid. No, you don't have to bring a trailer. You pick her up from the Coffeyville Stockyards in the North Barn, and you can pick her up there. But that's a fun item that we have had for a few years now. We have several different things from the Derek and Neota Shea, and their stuff is so cute. Dory and I really love going shopping there. We really do. I missed it this year, and I'm really sad about it, but I had some other things to do. But and Kansas Lumber, as you mentioned earlier, the sander that they have is not the same kind of like bag that I have. This one looks like way better.
Yeah, because it's like a plastic one.
Yeah, this one looks like way better.
It reminds me of a the new shop vacs where you just empty it, sort of thing.
Yeah,
and that's the way to go. Like any sort of vacuum bags is just like it's just a pain.
The canister is best. Oh yeah, I love the canisters. Yeah. But we also have a staple gun from there, and then a ladder as well, and then we have lots of things from Merle Norman in Chanute. I have to think about that one to say it correctly. North Star Metalworks, we have a bird bath. It's so cute. It's one of the concrete ones, and it has a little frog
in
the middle.
It has a frog in it, yeah.
It's so cute.
Gotta have a concrete frog.
Oh, man. I love it. And they have little gazing balls, and they have some K-State stuff, some KU stuff.
Chiefs.
We do have some Chief stuff from Porter Drug as well. And Waters Hardware, we have a couple of Chief items as well that we just added the other day. Roman's Outdoor Power, we have a pole saw, and we have some fun little toys and a NASCAR collectible. The Rustic Glow and Tanning, we have some different items from them, and we also have some gift certificates or gift cards from their neighbor, the Yoke. So
yeah, speaking of which, we got lots of different gift certificates and vouchers and that sort of thing. People are asking about those.
Lots of gift certificates. We have Ashcraft Tire, Brown Shoe Fit, Buck's Barbecue and Steakhouse.
I think there's some oil changes in there, too.
So good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Quality Motors has some oil changes. We have some tires from Roman's Roman Chevrolet. Sorry, I got to get the name right. They changed it on me. Yes. I got to get it right. Sports Zone Liquor. We got a new one out of Thayer, Kansas, which is Brewski's. And it's a liquor store as well.
Oh,
and
great.
So we got some gift certificates from there. And it's used to be like the Jumpstart, but they converted it into the liquor store. And it was so nice in there. It was so pretty. It was so nice.
Oh, yeah. A lot of those are really nice. You know, you're thinking, you know, there's an old gas station where everybody's like, it's going to look like a gas station inside. But sometimes
it did not.
Not at all.
It was beautiful in there. And the Oasis Medical Spa is a new one. It's out of Fredonia. And we have some like laser hair removal. And then we have some facials from there. We have the Sunflower Soda Fountain.
Yeah.
It's a hot place to eat in town for lunch. And it's delicious. Dawn tells me about all of the specials that she grabs, mm-hmm. and when I don't work here and I'm working in the South office,
yep.
I'm sad about it.
I know, you miss out.
Especially the chicken and noodles and stuff, man,
yeah,
I'm sad about
stuff.
But we also have attractions as well. So, like, we have things over in Branson. We have things in Oklahoma City, things in Eureka Springs. And the one in Oklahoma City I'm super excited about because I've been there and it's so much fun. But it's that river sport. It's a man-made whitewater rafting.
Really?
I think we all should take a trip down there and do some team building.
Don't you think we should do that?
Absolutely. Yeah. We also have some Frontier City. We have... I think that's all from Oklahoma. Oh, no, we have the National Cowboy Museum.
If listeners out there haven't been to the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum, you have to go. I mean,
yeah, it's
that is a world-class museum, yeah. And people travel from the coasts to it.
Yes.
So we're lucky that it's pretty much in our backyard.
Yes, and it's not that far away, and it's a nice weekend trip, yep. and you can do Frontier City, River Sport, and the museum. Yeah, so.
And I know they said that I think it's like 95% of their collection is not on display. I mean, that's just wild. I mean, they rotate a lot of it through. But so, you know, even if you've been, there's always something new.
Always something new. And it's a good time, I think. I mean, I like museums. My husband likes museums, so mm-hmm. we have a good time when we go there.
Side note, have you ever been to the City Museum in, where is that, Missouri? Something like it's St. Louis. Is that in St. Louis?
No, City Museum? I have not.
It's, yeah, I want to go there.
We should get them on board.
Yeah, no, work on it. I'll have to call them.
But we also have lots of different things in Branson. Like I said, in Eureka Springs, we have the Great Passion Play and the Turpentine Creek Wildlife Refuge for the big cat rescue. And so we have Clay Cooper, and we have the Grand Country Music Hall, and there's several different shows there, and yeah, but you know, there's lots of stuff to be had. There's lots of deals to be had. We have Coffeyville memorabilia from Visit Coffeyville. We have plants and yard games and a really cool tabletop fire pit from TLC Nursery, and I'm just highlighting a few things. You know, we have way more things than this, so don't think that we're limited to just what I'm saying.
So the time that people can get there, location, all that good stuff.
We will be at the Coffeyville Rec Center, and that's in Walter Johnson Park or the fairgrounds, however you're familiar with it, but we'll be in the rec center. And the doors open at 8 o'clock, so you can come in and you can check things out tomorrow morning. Yes, tomorrow morning. They open at 8 o'clock, and the bidding starts at 9. We have free numbers, so you a lot of auctions you go, you have to pay for your number, but you do not have to do that. And we have lots of door prizes too, so it's fun. It's really good bargains. And it's all brand new stuff.
Yeah, and free entertainment, even if you don't want to bid on stuff. You know, you can come in and enjoy it. Get, you know, I honestly say about half the auctions I go to, I don't even bid on stuff. I just enjoy it being there, you know?
Yeah, it's just fun. I love the atmosphere.
Yeah.
It just, the energy that you get from an auction is unique. And it's fun.
Yeah.
But, you know, John Nichols will be there again this year, and he's hilarious. Like, he throws in the jokes in there, and sometimes I have to take a minute because I'm cracking up. I'm like, hold on. I got to follow. Hold on.
Always good to have a good auctioneer on that. So anything else we need to know, Tina?
Well, don't forget, you know, it's the bidding stops at that 80%, and go to our website and check out all the items. If you want a list of the gift certificates and things that are available, it's on that website as well. And you can download that and mark off the things that you want to bid on and be ready. In the morning, there will be a gift certificate wall that will tell you everything that's there, and all the attractions will have all the calendars and stuff so you can plan your vacation and be ready. And know what you want to get when it will be available at that time. So, it's going to be fun, and we always have a good time. And don't forget the cow. So,
yeah,
lots of fun things to do.
Well, months of effort on everyone's part, and I appreciate you helping to ringlead everything, Tina. Lots of stuff coming to fruition here, and of course, we'll have some live updates tomorrow during Open Line. So for the people who are on their way or can't make it, then you can at least get in a part of the fun that way.
That's right. And you'll be able to meet all of us as well because we will all be there. You'll be there later after your show, you'll be there.
I will be there.
And Chris will be there and Shay. And so, yeah. Well, if you haven't met the new guys.
Yeah, you can get our autographs.
So they're not really new anymore to me, so. Yeah, they're old friends by now. That's right. So come on out and meet everybody and share the fun with us and save some money.
Yeah, it's going to be good. So, preview starting at 8 over in Walter Jones Park. Bidding starts at 9 for the annual auction. Always some good stuff. Thank you so much, Tina, for coming on by.
No problem, and James.
I know you're going to be busy setting up here later today.
So. Momentarily, we're getting this ball rolling.
Okay, all righty. Well, we will talk soon. Thanks so much. And weather-wise, today we are looking at right around 87. And do have some better chances of rain tomorrow, but the good thing is the auction is inside. So
yes,
you don't have to worry about that. There's no fear.
So if your plans change, by all means.
Yeah, come on come by.
Come join us.
Yep. If you're thinking about doing something outside, well, we got you covered with some indoor activity. So 87, our top temperature today in Coffeyville. And right now, we have 74 degrees. We have open line starting right after our interview with Keith Bowman of Sun Group right around 9:30.